Well, hello there. Come on in and join us for dinner. I was just laying the table, and we have plenty of room and lots to eat. I always cook a big afternoon meal, just a habit, I guess. We've had such a large family with our 14 children, and before we came here to Buxton, we always had a couple of young lads who took their meals with us, too. They were apprentices with my husband Abraham in his shoemaking business. And then Abraham brought so many of the people he met with home with them too. Lord, we used to have so many guests. Our home was always a bustle with chatter. My, my, my. Those days were something to remember. Happy days they were, but sometimes frightening too. You know, we did all we could to help runaways when we lived in Wilmington. But there were people living there who held slaves. Delaware is still a slave state, you know, and it was a risky business for a black man or woman to be caught helping fugitives. I remember when Sam Burris got caught helping some poor runaways. The authorities arrested him, and he spent over a year in jail before he even went to trial. Then, when they found him guilty of doing what we all know was the right thing, they put him up for sale as a slave, and him a free man all his life. All of us who are working to help end slavery put our money together, and one of the white abolitionists used it to buy Samuel. Now, Mr. Thomas Garrett, he gave most of his money. He was one of the Friends in Wilmington. You know the Friends, don't you? Quakers. Well, Mr. Garrett was a friend in more ways than one. That man sure did a lot for our people. We were all so upset that time he lost all his belongings for helping fugitives. But did you know what that saintly man said even after he had lost everything? He said, "Thou hast left me without a dollar. I say to thee and to all in the courtroom, that if anyone knows a fugitive who wants shelter, send him to Thomas Garrett and he will befriend him." Our people surely did love and respect that man. Abraham and I had our first 5 children when we lived in Wilmington. We had good friends and neighbors there, and family too. Abe and I, we weren't wealthy people, but we had all we needed. And some might even say we were well off. I don't know about that, but I know we had most all we needed. Except good schools for our children. Oh, they got some schooling, but we wanted better for them. But then Abraham got more involved with Mr. Garrison. You know Mr. Garrison, that abolitionist who tells things just like they are and rouses up those southern slaveholders. Then he started selling Mr. Garrison's newspaper and other anti-slavery newspapers and going all about for meetings. He went to that meeting in Philadelphia when they started the Anti-Slavery Society. You know, there was so much agitation about that meeting that they locked the church doors so no one could come in while they were meeting. They were afraid of a riot and violence. Next thing you know, the authorities in Wilmington started keeping an eye on us. Our neighbors even told us they thought someone was watching our house. Well, we decided it was time to move to Pennsylvania, where there was no slavery allowed. We moved over to Westchester. It's not that far from Wilmington, so we were still able to keep in touch with Mr. Garrett. He sent us some of his packages. That's what we called the fugitives. And we helped them make their way to our friend William Still in Philadelphia. We had 9 more children while we were in Westchester. Those youngins got a fine education in Pennsylvania. Abe set up a shoemaking business in our home at the corner of Gay and Market Street, right in the center of town, and we had a small farm just outside the town too where we raised animals and grew a garden. We had the 2 properties, and Abe and the boys would make lots of trips to and from the farm. That made it a lot easier to move our packages and keep them out of sight. We didn't have nearly as much trouble moving them on as we had in Wilmington. We were only about 30 miles from Philadelphia, so we had a handy location, and we could move a lot of packages on their way to freedom. When our 2 oldest girls grew up, they left Westchester and went out to teach. We needed teachers for the children for the free people of color. Mary Ann went back to Wilmington to teach, and Elizabeth went to Trenton in New Jersey. We sure hated to see our girls leave home, but we knew they were needed. Elizabeth married a fine young man, George Shreve, and settled down there in Trenton. And it wasn't long before Abe and I had some grandchildren. Now our Mary Ann, there was no settling her down with a man. That girl was so feisty. Got some of that from her father. But Abe knew how to hold his tongue, not our Mary Ann. She acted like she believed she could change things for our people all on her own. Before we could turn around, she had up and come to Canada West to start a school for the children of the fugitive slaves who made it to freedom. But that was later, after the fugitive slave law was passed. My Abe, he kept working in every way he could to help end that awful institution of slavery. It seemed he never got tired of going to meetings and going out raising money for the cause. People looked up to him, though. They stopped to listen when he gave his opinion. Abe was always telling folks that we needed to be watching how the settlements in Canada were faring. I think maybe he suspected that we would be living there someday. Then in 1850, I think it was, they passed that law that took away all our rights. It was that law I just told you about. They called it the Fugitive Slave Law, but it was about us free people of color, too. It said we were no more citizens of the United States than the cow you milked last night. It seemed like no matter what a person of color was accused of, they were just guilty. Couldn't say a thing in our own defense. And it got to be so we didn't feel safe in our own home. Didn't matter that we had been free all our lives, and our parents and grandparents before us. Slave catchers could just nab anybody, and the judge got paid more to decide you were a runaway than if he decided you were legally free. And on top of that, we weren't even allowed to speak up for ourselves. Abe and I got so we never stopped worrying. Oh, not so much about ourselves, but our children. We couldn't even imagine having to see one of our children sent into slavery. Why, I believe we both would have chosen to die first. So we finally made the decision to just leave the United States and make our future in Canada. You see, Canada is a British colony, and all its citizens have the protection of the law. Slavery has been outlawed here for a long time, and on the streets here people of color can walk without fear. But I guess I didn't need to tell you that. We thank the Lord that we didn't have to come here as fugitives like you did. But still, it was a big move. But then lots of our family came along to Canada with us too. All our children, including our daughter Elizabeth and her husband George, and all our grandchildren came to Buxton. And some of Abe's family had come too. He's helped a lot of our family and friends sell their property in the United States and buy land here in Canada. There are others still coming. They'll be here as soon as their property sells. It's kind of quiet out here in the bush, but we're better off than most who come here to Buxton. Our place has a lot of cleared land and a large house and some good outbuildings. Some folks here had to clear enough land to build a cabin before they can even start to build a home. And they had to work long enough to make money for a down payment and tools first. So Lord knows I can't complain. We've met a number of people here in Buxton who we've helped to find freedom. Say, you look familiar. I do believe I remember you passing our way. Weren't you with that young girl, Charity Richardson? Didn't we take you on to William Still's place in Philadelphia? You sit on down here now, and while we're eating, you can tell me all about the rest of your journey and how you're making out here in Buxton. You come on and sit right down here next to me.